William Morrow and Harper Audio present All Out War, a novel by Sean Parnell, performed by R.C. Bray. Prologue. 4 months prior. Sol-Ilecsk, Russia. Major Mikhail Petrov stood at the window, smoking a cigarette and watching the snow collect on the triple strands of razor wire that stretched around the perimeter. At 39, Petrov was the youngest warden in the Russian Federal Penitentiary Service. He was also the most corrupt, which made him the perfect man to run Black Dolphin Prison. Located a rifle shot from the Kazakhstan border, Black Dolphin was an isolated, austere fortress on the steppes, a place where an escapee could run in any direction and his lungs would freeze before he saw another face. It was the last place any of the bureaucrats from the Penitentiary Service would ever choose to visit, which was exactly why Petrov had chosen the assignment. A knock at the door drew him from his reverie. Petrov checked the time on the Jaeger Lecoultre strapped to his wrist and crushed the cigarette into the marble ashtray on his desk. The Jaeger cost 2 million rubles, more than a year's salary, and while he rarely took it off, today was not the day to flaunt his success. He replaced the watch with the Russian-made Raketa, grabbed his gray greatcoat and peaked uniform hat from the hook by the door, and stepped into the hall.
My instructions were followed? Petrov asked his aide, Captain Ruslan Girkin. There will be no problems today, Girkin assured him, taking his boss's greatcoat. Good, Petrov said.
They walked down a hallway lined with faded pictures of past wardens until they stopped at the main entrance.
And prisoner 37? Petrov asked, stepping into the greatcoat.
Girkin flashed him a feral smile.
I spoke with him personally, he said, displaying a pair of freshly scabbed knuckles as proof. It will not be an issue.
Petrov pulled his cap over his head and stepped outside. The cold air blazed his face and numbed his ears, but even with the howling wind he could hear the thump, thump, thump of an approaching helicopter. The Kazan Ansat came in at treetop level and hovered over the pad. The downdraft kicked up the fallen snow, obscuring the helo in a white curtain as it settled on its skids. Petrov ducked his head against the blowing clouds. A tall Arab, dressed in black, stepped out of the blasting mist. Petrov locked on the man's face, and a hint of annoyance crept into his eyes. He'd used every asset at his disposal to find out more about the man, but it wasn't until he reached out to an old friend at Russian intelligence, paid the 15,000 euros the man asked for, that he'd finally made headway. According to FSB databases, the man's name was Gabriel, and he was from Saudi Arabia. A glint of metal from Gabriel's wrist turned his attention to the silver handcuff that secured a leather attaché case.
You, Mikhail, are about to be a very rich man, Petrov thought. Welcome to Black Dolphin. I hope you're... The pilot will wait for exactly 30 minutes, Gabriel answered in flawless Russian. Not a moment more. Do you have what I requested?
Yes, of course, Petrov said, taking the morning's report from a pocket and handing it over.
Gabriel checked the date and nodded.
Take me to him, he ordered.
3 floors below, Alexander Zakayev, prisoner 37, sat in his cell, head bowed, throwing his torso in a long shadow cast by the bare bulb hanging from the ceiling. The cell was a gray cube of concrete walls and floors. The only color came from the green bucket in the corner that smelled of piss and shit. Girkin had come last night using the squeak of the food cart to mask his approach. In the pit, you had 10 seconds from the moment the metal slit hinged open to grab your food, or the guards would snatch it back. Zakayev had gotten to his feet when he heard the cart stop outside his cell, but instead of the metal tray with its meager portion of food, this time he was offered a flashbang. The flash and subsequent concussion sent Zakayev to the floor. When he looked up, Girkin was standing at the door. The nozzle of the fire hose was pointed at his chest.
Time for your bath, little dog, Girkin cackled.
A blast of icy well water pummeled Zakayev in the side, pushing him across the floor and pinning him to the wall. The cold sucked the air from his lungs. When the water stopped, Zakayev caught his breath and then vomited. Feeling wretched, he tried to get to his knees, but Girkin kicked him in the stomach.
We have a guest tomorrow, Girkin said, grabbing Zakayev by the hair. And you will behave!
Girkin punctuated each word with a fist to the face, delivered to 4 quadrants like a disease.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?